You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Pwansridatin, Ampi Kaipakan, you came.
Yes, hi.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. Okay,
good to be back on
Women First this week, we're going to be talking about telephone techniques.
Okay, all this, right.
You know, we were talking about it earlier, in fact, last week.
Yes,
and
I guess
I want to ask you, is there a proper or a correct way to answer the phone? It seems
yes.
like it's such a basic thing, you know?
Yes, in the corporate world, they always say, smile first before you greet. You greet the person, you say what company you are from and offer to help. Yeah. There is a simple chronological order of events.
Yeah, but people, so I guess, assume, okay, you're on the phone, you don't have to smile.
No,
but you can hear it in the voice.
You can hear it in the voice. So simple things like, BFM. BFM.
Yeah.
BFM,
hello.
BFM, good morning.
Yes.
No, there is
that sounds
a, there
good.
Is a, there is
you want to answer our phones?
You know, and it makes such a lot of difference mm-hmm. to the person. But of course, some people have a long, drawn-out thing. You know, they would say, Telecoms Malaysia, good morning. How may I help you? You know, by the time. But then Malaysians don't have the patience. They'll say, Telecomza.
Or they'll say, Telecom.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yes,
and
they're
like,
exactly.
Sorry, what did you
what
just
did
say?
You say? You know, I could never get their names.
Okay, okay, getting back to that, do organizations train the people who answer their phones
they
properly?
Do. They do.
Then
actually,
why is this a
because I
phenomenon?
Think, I think it's just such a boring job.
You really think
I
think
that is such a boring job, and people just lose it after some time. But even worse is when it gets so boring and they have sweets or chewing gum or chocolates, and then they would say,
or they're eating
good
their
afternoon
lunch.
Good afternoon, yeah, Mr. Town, just a moment. And the guy on the other hand would think you've kissed him three times.
Oh dear,
you know,
me.
So it happens.
Okay,
it
well, happens. Is there a proper way to correctly answer the phone, the mobile phone, and the house phone? We were talking about just now,
yeah.
I guess, the office setting. What about your mobile phone?
Your mobile phone is, you know, unless you are, you know, at a meeting or mm-hmm. and it's just,
it's
hello.
The same, really.
Hello, yes, even in the house, unless some people do say the number.
Okay.
They would, you know, tell the house number.
Right.
Some people, but some people would just say hello.
Yeah.
But don't forget, we say hello, but in other communities, they would say way.
Yeah.
You know, some would
yes,
say.
That's right.
It says vanakkam. You know, some would say namaskaram. You know, so yes, there are various ways of answering the phone.
Yeah.
But a simple hello would be fine.
Okay. Now let's talk about basic courtesies. What do you say when you've got the wrong number? For example, you're calling me.
All right.
And you've gotten someone else.
Yes. And basically, if I call the wrong number and I do not know
yes.
that I've got the wrong number,
yeah.
then the other person would say, I think you've got the wrong number.
The other person, would say, wrong number lah.
Yeah, exactly. She says, oh dear, you've got the wrong number. Or just be polite.
Yes.
And I would say, oh dear, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know? And that's it.
Oh
know?
Dear. I've gotten wrong numbers before where the person say, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm quite sure there's yeah. no yeah. achong here.
Yeah, that's true. And then what happens is people sometimes tend to be rude. Hey, wrong number. How many times do you want to call her? And you say, oh, I'm really, really sorry.
Yes.
You know, so yes, it's just a simple apology.
Be polite. What about, you know, in office settings, sometimes you do need to use a speakerphone.
You must tell the other person.
Okay.
I am on speakerphone. Oh, I'm putting you on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Because I have Mr. So-and-so who will listen in on this conversation.
Okay.
You must say. Because that's very, very rude
mm-hmm.
if somebody else listens and you
yes.
know when you're on speakerphone anyway.
Yeah, but it's nice to have
it's
that courtesy.
Nice to have,
yeah?
Yes.
Extend it to you. What about when you need to put someone on call waiting?
You need to tell the person, I'm going to put you on hold.
I hope my mother's listening.
Yeah.
So I'll be talking.
I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
I've got another call coming in. Would you like to hold or would you like me to call you back?
Ah.
See, ask. You know, a lot of people don't want to wait. You never know how long 10 seconds is
yes.
until you're waiting on the phone.
Yeah. Well, the thing know? About that is call waiting is what can I say about call waiting? I mean, you're speaking to someone.
Yeah.
And then someone calls in yes. and you basically are saying to the person you were originally talking to, hang on a minute, you're not that important.
But sometimes it could be important. Sometimes it could be important. And, you know, if you are on an office phone, it could be an important client.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just that it is rude to interrupt or you don't have call waiting.
Okay.
Why have call waiting?
Okay. You
know, if the person is, if the line's busy, they'll call.
All right. What about when you're sharing extensions?
You need to pick up the phone and you need to say, this is so-and-so speaking. Mm-hmm. And then if you are sharing extensions, you've got to you've got to be polite. You can't be screaming. You can't be hogging the phone.
Noel! For you!
Yeah, that's right, you know. Noel, why is it you get all the phones? You get all the calls yourself. You might as well have the phone, you know.
Oh, dear.
There are people who do that.
Okay.
So that's the politeness, courtesies come in a lot.
Yeah, and transferring calls as well.
Transferring calls are dicey. Because sometimes when you transfer calls, lines get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And when you transfer call, I always tell people who answer phones, particularly secretaries or customer service people, and I'd say, when you transfer the phone, you tell the person, I'm going to transfer your call to so-and-so. If the line gets cut, please call and ask for such and such a person. People don't say this anymore.
Yes.
And that's why the customers get so mad and they would say, I've called 5 times and I get transferred from people to person.
Oh.
And it's hard. Well, it's hard.
Yes, Poinsri, you would definitely know you are the managing director of Skill Builders. You train people.
Yes, I do.
How to answer the phones. Now, let's talk about voice modulation, rate of speech, pronunciation, especially of names.
See, voice modulation, they always say on the phone, your voice does carry through. And speaking, especially in if you are, say, on in a call center, the way you answer the phone and the way you sound may offend or may appease a person.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's take rate of speech. Okay. If you are saying, what do you want? How can I help you?
That's pretty abrupt, the first
that's
one.
Right,
yeah.
The first one. But it says, how can I help you, Mr. Tan?
Yeah.
How can I help you, Mr. Tan? See, there is a difference. So the voice modulation and the rate of speech does affect the way you handle a customer or the way you handle the phone. Similarly, pronunciations. If you don't pronounce a word well, then the other person is going to say, sorry, I beg your pardon, what did you say? You know, so again, the pronunciation comes into play. And particularly names. I mean, I have a difficult name.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing it pretty well, actually. Ampike Pagan can be quite a mouthful. But I've had people call me Ampi Pakai. Ampike. And it's really quite annoying because they say, your name is something very special.
Yeah, I've been called Shan Zin Shan Suckling before.
You see? So it is so annoying that people don't take the trouble to pronounce your name or ask beforehand, how would you like me to call you?
Yes.
You know, so again, these are pretty offensive. I mean, a lot of people, particularly secretaries, you know, whenever secretaries are talking to customers, or talking to people with regard to making appointments with their bosses. Actually, they make their bosses look very bad.
Yeah, you mentioned that last
week. I mentioned that last week.
So secretaries, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Okay, what about screening calls? Is it ever polite to not answer the phone?
You have to answer the phone. Why is it there anyway?
Okay.
You know, you cannot not answer the phone. And the rule is you pick up the phone before the third ring.
Okay.
That's the rule.
Right.
Anywhere in any organization. That's why they do have answering machines nowadays and leaving voice messages and whatnot.
Okay.
But they can also be a source of great irritation.
Yes.
Because every time you pick up the phone, nobody answers, but there's one weird voice saying, please leave a message and we will get back to you.
Your phone call is important to us.
Yes.
Oh, you know? Dear, hate that.
So that is annoying.
BFM 89.9, the business station.